Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Wrong slide.
Yeah, there we are. How are you guys doing this morning? Are you sure? You don't look good. It's Valentine's Day. Everybody smile. Come on. I see some people in red. I know it's not your choice to wear red, some of you, but hey. Welcome. Today, we're going to be dealing with heartbreaks, but for now, let's look back at week one. Week one, we dealt with anxiety. We broke out of anxiety, and then we broke out of fear in week two. We broke up out of depression in week three, and in week four, we broke out of temptation. I hope we have broken out of those things. And today, we're going to attempt, or we are going to break out of heartache. It's not a coincidence that today it's Valentine's Day and we're dealing with heartache. All right. Just for a few minutes, I need you guys to share with the person next to you, just to share about the moment you've had your heart broken. How did you feel like? What happened? It's nothing to be ashamed of. We all go through heartaches, okay? So just share just a little bit. It shouldn't only be what romantic relationship. I mean, our friends break our hearts, our parents break our hearts. Just share about the moment you've had your heart broken, just for a few minutes. I see Jesse has a lot to say. Wow. Can I just ask one question? How did it feel like when you got your heart broken at some point? Just the feeling. Asher he's smiling. I guess it was a very good feeling. Yay, my heart is broken. Woohoo! You know, it's a bad feeling. It's a bad, bad feeling. It's a horrible feeling, you know? Breakups are bad, and they leave us heartbroken. Our whole body suffers, and one thing we need to do is to take care of our hearts. The heart is a vital organ in our bodies. When your heart is sick, the whole body is sick. When your heart is sick, your whole body is sick. So I take it as an illness, as a disease of some sort. Because when your heart is broken, you go through a lot of stuff, a lot of emotions, you can't function properly, you can't think straight even. So it's very important to take care of your heart. Today we're going to learn how to take care of our hearts. But before then, I'd like to say Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. You know, as it's Valentine's Day, some of us have dates, right, Asha? Some of us has dates. I'm just saying names just randomly. Some of us have dates. Some of us, like me, we don't really have dates. It's sad, really. Mario has a date. Yay. No. He's always eating. How can I compete with that? So, some of us have dates, some of us don't. Some of us feel bad about not having dates. You know, I remember I used to hate Valentine's Day when I was a teenager. I used to hate it. I never used to like it. When Valentine's Day comes, all my friends would have dates. All my friends, all of a sudden, they hooked up, except for me. And I'm thinking, but why? Why not me? I want someone to buy me chocolate as well, you know? I want someone to give me a rose. And I remember I used to be so heartbroken, and that made me to hate the day. But I grew up, and I got to realize certain things in life, but we'll get to that later. And some of us here, we're going to go on those dates and then break up at the end. And that is not nice. Some of us, we hook up for Valentine's Day because I want a gift, and then after that, it's heartache. Yeah, well, that's what happens. You know, we just want people to see us walking and going to the park and having chocolate or going out for ice cream, going to Whackaberry, and you know, yes, James, Whackaberry. But at the end of the day, we get our hearts broken. It's a reality, and it's nothing to be ashamed of if your heart is broken. You just need to learn how to deal with that. So there's different methods that we use as people, right? On our own, to say, this is how I'm going to deal with it. The first one, you're going to cry, especially us ladies, right? You're going to cry your heart out. It's broken. You're going to cry your heart out. You're going to sob. You're going to, oh no. And when you're crying like that, you can't even function. You can't think. You can't do anything. Or you're going to scream. I have a friend who screams every time she's upset. So imagine how much she'll scream if she's going through a heartache or a breakup. Some of us, this is what we want to do. I'm not even going to say it. Yeah? We want to punch someone. You know, you're so angry, you want to punch someone. That's what heartache does to us. It gives us anger. You have hate in your heart. And we gossip. You're going to gossip about the person who broke your heart. I've done it. Yeah, I've done it. I'm going to speak ill of them. I'm going to say things that are not, you know, I'm going to tell the truth but extend it a bit. And, you know, and I used to say, to make myself feel better, no, it's not lying. I'm just being economic with the truth. I can't tell the whole thing, you know. So we're going to gossip about the person. And if it depends on how much your heart is broken, some of us go through that. You use drugs of different kinds just to numb the pain. Just to numb the pain. And all those methods, right? All those methods, they're just temporary. They do work for that moment. You're going to scream and feel good about yourself. You're going to cry and say, I've released it now. And you're going to punch someone. And, well, there's repercussions after that. If they can fight, you're in trouble. Or you're just going to use those drugs or gossip about someone. You feel good for that moment. But when the effect of whatever you've done wears out, you're back to feeling heartbroken. Heartbreak won't go away because we want to do it ourselves. But not dealing with a broken heart leads to different things. Some of them we've addressed throughout this the past couple of weeks. The first one is depression. You become so depressed. You don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to talk to people. You just don't want to do things. The second one is anxiety. You're anxious, you're always edgy. The other one is fear. Fear of what? Fear of loving people. Fear of being closer to people because what if they break my heart? Fear of saying, I don't want to do that because I've had my heart broken. Who has ever ridden a bicycle? Yeah, I've tried, never succeeded. But, you know, when you ride a bicycle, who has fallen from a bicycle? Almost all of us again, right? Because when you learn how to ride a bicycle, you're definitely going to fall at some point. But you guys got up and rode the bicycle again, right? Yeah. Why? Why weren't you afraid of going back to ride a bicycle? Anyone? Huh? James, why did you go back to riding a bicycle? You never quit. Yeah. So in life, there's certain things that we're willing not to quit on, but there's certain things when we look at them, we have fear, and we want to quit on them. So never have fear. Another thing that happens, some of us, we even attempt suicide or even think about suicide. As a teenager, I've thought about suicide. I'm a bit coward, so I've never even attempted, but which is a good thing. But I've thought about it. At that moment when I felt unloved, when I felt unwanted, I actually thought about it. So if you don't deal with your broken heart, it leads to all those things, or may lead to all those things. Because each one produces the other. Depression produces anxiety and fear. and suicidal thoughts. But there's a better way. There is a better way. There is a way to deal with heartbreaks, to deal with breakups, to deal with heartache. You just take it to God. That's how easy it is. You take it to God in prayer. You just take it to God in prayer. I know what some of you are thinking. Yeah, I've heard that before. Take it to God in prayer. I will pray and then what happens? But you need to know and understand why you need to take it to God in prayer. Firstly, when you break your leg, right? Who has ever had their legs broken or their arms broken? Okay, a few. No, this is going to work better. Who has ever had flu? Yes, all of us, right? When it's easier to deal with that. It's easier to deal with a physical illness or I break my leg. It's very easy, but it's very difficult to deal with a broken heart. It's not easy to mend it. So you need to know how to mend it. Some of us, we deal with the symptoms of a broken heart and never really deal with the real issue of that broken heart. And the scars will remain, and we'll see the scars every day of our lives. That's why when you see a person who looks like the person who broke your heart, then you start remembering. Or when you see that person, you start remembering, even if you said, I've forgiven them. So there are ways. Imagine this. When you break a bone, you go to a doctor, right? You can't go to Pastor Mark. You have a broken bone. Mark will probably break the other leg and say, what you do on the right, you must do on the left. You know? So when you broke a bone, you go to the doctor. When a car gets broken, you take it to a mechanic. You can't take it to Mario. He's not a mechanic. What does he know about cars? He knows something about food, I must tell you that. But about cars, you know, you take it to a mechanic. If your cell phone breaks, you take it to a cell phone store. But if your iPhone breaks, you take it to the iStore, right? So that it can be fixed. I can't take my cell phone to a garage and say, please fix my cell phone. I can't take my cell phone to Pick and Pay and say, guys, please fix my cell phone. They can't. You know why? Because they are not specialists. All these people that I've mentioned, the doctor, the mechanic, your cell phone when it breaks, these people are specialists. They specialize in what they're doing, meaning that they went to school to learn how, or somebody taught them how to fix that particular problem. That's why if you bring your cell phone to me, I'll probably break it further. I'm not going to be able to fix it. So where do we go? Where do we go when our hearts are broken? I've said it before. We go to the specialist, God. God is the specialist. How lucky are we that our specialist, this specialist, he's the one who created the heart. All these other people that I've mentioned, the mechanic and the doctor and the cell phone person, they went to school. They learned. They were taught how to. But God was never taught by anyone how to. He created the heart. He made it. He made us. He created us with all these emotions that we have. So how better it is, how cool it is that we can take it to the very person who made it. We can take our hearts, we can take our emotions to the very person who created it, the very person who created us. Isn't it amazing? It's very great. It's very great. And how do we escape the heartache? How do you escape this heartache? There's certain scriptures that I'd like us to look at. They will be put on your tables, and I need you to discuss them and just come up with the principles that you get about heartache from those scriptures. Choose one person We're taking it to God, right? Choose one person. Let's hear what this God says about all of this heartache. Choose one person who will come here and tell us what you've discussed in your group. You're going to read different scriptures. There's a scripture from Deuteronomy, from Isaiah. There's five scriptures there. So just look at them and then discuss them. I'll give you 5 minutes to do that. No, okay, that's great. I can't wait to hear what you guys think about the scriptures. Let's start with table number one, and their scripture is Deuteronomy 31, verse 8.
The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Never give up. Even when life is hard, God will always be with you, and he will never leave you alone. Do not be afraid when your heart is broken and discouraged when you're sad, because God loves all of us, no matter who doesn't love us, no matter who breaks our heart, no matter who does what. God will always be with you, and he will always love you. Even if you're a street kid, you're a hobo, you're whatever, the fact remains that we are all children's God.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow, how great is that? Let's have table number two. Table number two scripture is Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So we said, he will help you heal your heart and prosper from the bad relationships you are in. And he'll always be there for you if you need him, when you need him. And he planned it, so he did it for a reason, so you can take the experience to the future, so it will help you further.
So God has a plan for our lives, right? God has a plan for our lives. He has a plan for our future. And whatever we go through, as that table just said, it's meant for us to learn from it. You learn from it and you move on. So God has a plan for our lives. Next table, please. Isaiah 41, verse 10.
Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Our table said God's got our back. God's always holding us. He has engraved us in the palm of his hand, heart, love, and he is our shield against heartache.
God is there to help us. I mean, it's right there. We take our hearts to him. We take our feelings to him. We take everything of ours to him because he says, here I am. I'm available to help you. How many of us, when people say that, we're like, oh, really? We don't even see that people are there to help us. But God is saying, here I am. I am available. Next table, please. Proverbs 4, verse 23.
Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So basically, first point is you don't go around liking everyone you see, you know, romantically. So if you see a pretty girl or guy, you don't just decide I'm gonna date this dude or chick because, you know, she looks fly. Rather, like, values, is she Christian, number one? So if you date a non-Christian person, what do you think is gonna happen? You know, you have God, who is your main priority, and then you have her, who she values herself and you more than anything else. So, you know, problems start there. And also, yeah, number two, be selective of who you love romantically. Number three, be careful who you trust. So that can be anyone, family, friends, because, you know, when you put your trust in someone and knowing they have a bad rep, you know, they'll let you down eventually. So, yeah. Number four, heartbreak determines your course. So the experiences you have eventually, you know, they'll shape you as a person and you'll know better and do better next time. But if you keep making wrong choices, you know, that can affect your perception of things. So it's very important to be careful of who you love. Oh, you have to love everyone, but, you know, be careful of how you go about doing that. So,
Thank you, Jesse. We must guard our hearts with all that we have. Let God be there in your life. When God is in your life, your heart is guarded. When you allow God to speak through you, your heart is guarded, or to be with you all the time. Can we have the last team, please, which is Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
Okay, so ours was bear with each other and forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And what help this verse is dealing with heartache is that the scripture tells us if we forgive the person who has hurt us, it'll be easier to forget about it, and you'll find comfort in forgiving and being forgiven.
This is very important because most of the time we get so hurt that we don't forgive. And forgiveness is a very, very big part, plays a big role in us mending our broken hearts. We're going to do right now a very, I think, yeah, for lack of a better word, intense exercise. It's an individual exercise, so you don't have to worry about that. You guys are getting paper. You're going to get paper and something to write with. And with that paper, this is what I want us to do. But we're going to go through it step by step. You're going to write the names of all the people who've ever broken your heart. And then you're going to write reasons in big, bold letters on the bottom of the page and say, I forgive you because. So you write all the names of those people. And then collectively, you know, with whatever they've done to you, you write in big, bold letters, I forgive you because you really hurt me. I forgive you because I feel like you never cared about me. Those kind of things. And then we will continue from there. So for now, just write only the names of the people who have ever broken your heart. Only the names. Remember, it's an individual exercise. We don't have to look on the side. We don't just focus on your own paper. Writing only the names of the people who have ever broken our hearts. And this is for us who are willing to forgive right now, okay? But you're still going to do the exercise. If you feel like, I don't want to forgive this person, just write their names down. And then, in this part, the reason why, you can write, I'm not ready to forgive you. Right? But for now, for those who are willing to forgive, you write, I forgive you because. And you list all the things. I forgive you because. That's the most difficult thing we're going to do today. I forgive you because. And as you're writing those reasons, just think about it. How many times have I broken God's heart? And how many times has God forgiven me? And the answer is all the time. When we're done, just fold your paper. Fold your paper and you can fold it more than once, more than twice, because folding that paper saying, I'm sealing whatever I've written there. I'm sealing the forgiveness that I've written on that paper. I'm closing it up. I'm forgiving these people or this person. Fold it as many times as you want and then write on it in bold, big bold letters that Jesus has set my heart free. You know why we're writing that? Jesus has set my heart free. It's because when you forgive, you become free. When you forgive, a broken heart gets healed. When you forgive, you're allowing God to work in you. Just fold it and write on it, Jesus has set my heart free. And because we don't want to hold on to the past, I don't want you guys to hold on to the hurts that you've had. I don't want you to hold on to that. I'm going to ask you to leave those papers, right? Rather, because we don't want to know who you are, we're going to take those and we're going to dispose of them properly. So I need you guys, when you're ready, just bring them on stage. Just leave them here. Just leave your papers. And as you leave them, just say, God, thank you. And release whatever hate, whatever anger. We're leaving it here today. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Debbie. We're leaving it here today. It's not part of us anymore. So as you feel ready, you can just get up and just throw it in the bin. No one's going to know what you've written but God. Let's release the anger. Let's have that heart of forgiveness. If you want to do that, feel free to do it. And as you turn away, you're turning away from all the hurt, from all the heartbreak. Now, just to seal the deal, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to look at ourselves and look at our hearts and actually get to accept that our hearts are broken. And Lord, thank you for helping us to deal with these broken hearts. Allow us, Lord, to love you more. Allow us to love others more. Open our lives and our hearts to greater possibilities and help us, Lord, to reach out to others as well and help them out of heartbreak. And thank you, Lord, for teaching us this morning how to deal with a broken heart. And there's only one way, and it's through you. I thank you, Lord, for each person in this room that, Lord, it's for a purpose that everybody is here. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. And as we release all the anger and all the hate from all the people that have broken our hearts, Lord, please help us to heal. We bring our lives to you. We bring our hearts to you. We bring heartbreak to you. And we say, Lord, here we are. Help us. Here we are, Lord. We are vulnerable. We just written down hurtful things that we never thought that we could revisit. But through you, Lord, we believe that all things are possible. And thank you, Lord, for healing our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for healing our wounds. And Lord, we thank you that when you are the one healing the heart, there's no scar left to remind us. There's no scar left to remind us of the past and what has happened. And most importantly, Lord, help us to forgive ourselves. Sometimes we break our own hearts and feel guilty. Take away the guilt and take away the shame. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Sure. That was pretty intense, right? It doesn't get better. You know what we're dealing with next week? Greed. So next week, we're breaking out of greed. Breaking out of greed. So you guys, I want you to go home happy. I want you to feel lighter this morning and say, God, thank you. It's a happy moment to say, God, thank you for healing my heart, and believe it, that God has healed your broken heart. Thank you very much. Go well, and we'll see you next Sunday.